minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios, ready to rock and roll on a Wednesday morning. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Oh boy, here we go. Rumors are swirling about Nathaniel Hackett, Bradley Chubb, I guess Russell Wilson's injury, his workouts on the plane. That seems dangerous. Dangerous, doesn't it? I mean, Russell's stretching and doing high knees on the plane.
You ever done anything dangerous?
That's crazy. What do you think about that? Zach Stevens, we're trying to get him on. But Russell Wilson, according to Zach Stevens, was doing high knees and stretching and all that for 4 of the 8 hours on the flight from Denver to London. Said he was doing high knees in the aisle when the rest of the guys were sleeping. Shut up, Russ.
Russ, sit down.
Come on, dude.
We got like 6 more hours.
High knees. Wouldn't it be funny if the rest of the plane joined in and they're all just doing high knees? That's got to be dangerous.
Do you think he's like counting to himself? One.
Yes.
Two.
I do.
Three. Nice job, Russ.
Nice job, Russ. I'm telling you, man. I don't know. This has just been a weird season. And I mean, are we getting ready to see it get pretty much come to an end on Sunday? Here's the thing. What's the latest rumor? Is it Bleacher Report now or what? All these reports are saying that it is win or you're done for Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, is that what we're kind of hearing?
That's kind of the rumor mills going around the NFL right now. You're seeing reporters talk about it. It's weird that, you know, this game is going to decide the future of the Broncos, kind of. And I think the timing of the bye week is just... it's really kind of forcing your hand with this. Obviously, yeah. The new ownership group.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to George Payton if they lose? Like,
well, George Payton's the one that would have to fire Nathaniel Hackett, right? I mean, that's unless he's getting pressure from the ownership group. It's crazy, man. So that's my Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Go vote at theholeshow.com. If the Broncos do, in fact, lose on Sunday, is that it for Nathaniel Hackett? Is it over? Already. Angel, am I wrong on this? Would this be the fastest firing? Urban Meyer was fired at his rookie season as a head coach after, I want to say, 13 or 14 weeks. His was, you know, I don't know how much X's and O's were involved. It was more the person he was, how he conducted himself in practice, kicking kickers and going to his own restaurant, getting lap dances and stuff, not going on the plane. Stuff you expect from, I guess, a kind of a radical player. But this is purely, because I think they like Nathaniel. What's not to like about Nathaniel Hackett as far as a person goes? But this is X's and O's. It's historically the worst offense the Broncos have ever had.
Urban Meyer got through 13 games.
So that was was that the record?
That's the record for regular season. Actually, it's Bill Belichick. He was the DC for the Jets for 24 hours.
Oh.
But that's not a head coach.
Yeah, but this would be it, right?
Yes.
Wow. History you don't want to be a part of. Think about how bad it's gotten since Peyton Manning left, dude. It just has gradually gotten worse. You went all in on Peyton, and the no plan B thing turned out to be a colossal failure. You know, when Elway was asked about Peyton Manning and da-da-da-da-da, what's plan B if it doesn't work out? We're not worried about plan B. We're going plan A. Well, plan A worked. It's just plan B after plan A has been terrible.
Say we're on plan K. It's been bad ever since.
It's not even a letter for the plan we're on now.
It's a bad plan.
Just a bad plan. I was thinking about this, listening and reading to so many different reports about the fact that this could be it for Nathaniel Hackett. I'm going, how did we get here and how do we keep getting here? George Payton was supposed to be the guy. Hell, dude, Elway should have just stuck it out. If this is what's going to happen, George Payton's first head coaching hire, whether he fires him or not after Sunday, is already in the sitting on the hottest of seats. Unless you see some kind of crazy historic turnaround from Nathaniel Hackett, then this is going to be bad, whether it's Sunday night or it's at the end of the season. Tanner asked the question on Good Morning NoCo, you know, what's the difference if you lose this game or if you win this game and then you lose next week? Could he be fired after that? It's the bye week thing, right? It's got to be. It's purely the bye week. This is when you talk about these things happening. Yesterday, it was Bradley Chubb will likely be traded. So it sure felt like we are going to wave the white flag if we lose in London to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're trading Bradley Chubb, probably trading Jerry Jeudy, trying to see if you can get enough draft picks to package together, I guess, and move up, get into the second round, because they don't have that either. That's the worst part about it, is at least if you were like, okay, you lose Sunday, I suppose it's tank, and we'll see who we can get in the draft. Won't be a quarterback, but that's not going to happen, because all you're doing now is helping Seattle. You think he actually will get fired Sunday if they lose?
I wouldn't be shocked.
It's starting to feel like it.
I mentioned this a lot. The context of the game really matters, and I think with this one, if you go out and have another performance like you did against the Jets, then yeah.
If there's not an obvious
this team is clicking on offense, yeah, the defense is going, they put up, 30 points and gave up 10, then you'd probably feel a lot better. But if it comes down to a field goal with McManus, you still don't feel great about it.
What if you lose like 28-24 and the offense scores all 24 of those points? Do you go, okay, well, maybe this thing, because listen, we talked about this at the beginning of the season, how much this could be about the long game. Maybe don't set all of your expectations on this season. The problem is you didn't think you were going to be, 2-5 with the worst offense in the NFL historically through 7 weeks, the worst offense the Broncos have ever had. And that's under guys like Vic Fangio, defensive-minded guys. You were scoring more points with Vic. You should have, stuck with that. You're stuck with Russell Wilson. So the airplane workouts and all that stuff, that's our life now, Broncos country.
Yeah, and that contract extension, we keep going back to it, just the timing of it. I don't disagree with extending him, but the timing of it, having not seen him play at all, you put yourself behind already because you don't have your draft picks, you don't have a lot of cap space because of Russell's money, and you're not winning games.
Yeah.
So that takes away, free agents that might want to come here, trades for guys that, you don't have a lot of guys of value to trade.
Well, here's the thing, Angel. How does the NFL view Russell Wilson right now? Like players and media members, how do they view him?
Kind of like a joke.
Manning was a beacon for free agents. Like, Peyton Manning's there? Whole defense and offense. Wow, we've got a quarterback. I want to be a part of that. Look at all the free agents that they brought over. The DeMarcus Wares of the world.
After the Super Bowl year, they completely rebuilt that defense almost.
Yeah.
Because of Peyton's success the year before.
They all came over. They were all wanting to be a part of this. DeMarcus Ware, T.J. Ward, Aqib Talib. I mean, big-time defensive players all came over because of this. And so that's the other scary thing, is whether it's Nathaniel Hackett or not, how many free agents are signing up to be a Denver Bronco? Because if that's where you... Because listen, dude, Mr. Draft guy, George Payton, we talked about how good of a drafter he's supposed to be. You just took all that ammunition out with the Russell Wilson trade. So now you're going to have to retool in the offseason. Again, we're talking like the season's over on October 26th, which is just absolutely depressing to me. But you can't really... Are you really going to rebuild this team or retool this team in free agency? Nothing like you did with Manning. I mean, you're going to get guys that are good and maybe just want to play for the Broncos. But it's not going to be because of Russell Wilson. It's going to be because of a fat contract. Manning was like, dude, we'll go there, maybe even take the hometown, maybe even take the discount, because we know we could jump on to what you guys are doing and be a part of this.
I think even a new coach would bring in some players that,
yeah, depends,
I like to
on
play
who
for
that
coach, but that also depends on that. And if you can find a guy that can work with Russell and would be willing to give up 5 years of his career to coach this quarterback.
That's the thing. when you see what they're going to do with Nathaniel Hackett, if it doesn't work out, you gotta go with somebody that's experienced, because you've already tried this rookie head coach thing three times in a row: Vance, Vic, and Nathaniel. But who knows? Maybe Denver comes out and we see the best performance of the season in London, and they end up shocking everybody, and they stick with Nathaniel Hackett. And you got your bye week now. You get a little healthier. Maybe you come out the gates from the bye and do something. But that's all very much wishful thinking. I mean, what are we doing here? We're already at this point where it just feels like it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, shall we? The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Look at me. I'm watching regular season hockey early on, and the Colorado Avalanche beat the New York Rangers last night. They go to overtime. Not solved there. So then we have a shootout. And I'll admit, I've always made fun of shootouts. It's still kind of a silly concept to me. Let's do something completely different than what we did in the entire game. But it was entertaining, especially when your team wins.
To the forehand here. Shoot. Score! He picked his spot. Rantanen roofs it as Rodriguez moves in. On the forehand. To the backhand. Back to the forehand. To tuck it past Shesterkin. Can Lafreniere keep the Rangers alive? On Georgiev. To the forehand. Save made by Georgiev, and he celebrates a win against his old team here at the Garden.
Georgiev, man, we talked about it. He's going back to his old stomping grounds against the New York Rangers, and a very good game. I mean, he gave up two goals, but there was a lot of shots. There was a lot of just action in this game. It was a lot of fun. And then to go to the shootout like that, yeah, I don't know how guys score goals like that. Man, that's crazy.
There were a couple of really good cross the net goals.
Well, the Rangers had a good, like, one of the goals was a on the back end of the hockey stick,
backhanded,
whatever. I'm a hockey guy. That was pretty sweet. I got to tell you though, Rodriguez's goal was awesome.
It was very a similar type of play.
Goes into him almost.
That's stressful in those shootouts.
Oh man! So the Avs get the dub. 3-2 over the Rangers, winning in a shootout. The bad is I'm watching Phoenix and Golden State last night after this game. Klay Thompson was ejected for the first time in his career, going back and forth with Devin Booker. And that was, I mean, they were going at it hard in the whole first half. Klay gets tossed, and then Golden State falls apart. Klay's throwing up the four. You know, you got the Phoenix and four guy, the Suns and four guy. You got Klay, four championships. Booker's a trash talker, though, man. He likes to mix it up. The ugly is where we are with the Broncos. We are this nasty rumor mill of selling off, you know, foundational players, firing head coach Nathaniel Hackett if this thing doesn't work. I mean, dude, where are we? You're stuck in this situation. You have no choice but for Russ to work out, and not just work out like on the plane, but work out overall. Nathaniel, it sucks, but at least you can go hire another head coach. That's not going to destroy your bankroll, releasing him from his duties. And I would guess Ejiro Evero is going to take over as the head coach. He'd be the guy to audition for it, essentially.
Another defensive-minded coach. Should have worked. It should work the third time, right?
I don't know. So if they win, is he safe? Is Hackett safe if they win? Is that where we're sitting?
That's what it sounds like. But I know, as Tanner said, what's the difference if you lose? If you win this week and then lose the next game?
The bye week. I mean, that's it. If the bye week was last week before London, maybe we'd be at that point now. But it's just gotten progressively worse the last 4 weeks. You know, when you winning ugly cures some things. You know, when they beat the Texans, you know, when they came back and beat the Niners, at least we were talking about a team finding a way to win. Russell had that key drive against San Francisco, who might be pretty good now. I don't know. It's hard to tell. They went up against the Chiefs, and Chiefs look like they're kind of starting to click. It's going to be a long ride back, or long plane ride back. And it sounds like Russ is playing.
Does sound that way. He was limited in practice yesterday, but obviously he's stretching and working out and trying to make sure his body is ready to take a pounding against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, boy. 21 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have my player of the week presented by Zvi Brewing up on the line in a few minutes. Avery Morrow from Colorado State. That's the first two-time player of the week since we started football season. So congratulations to him. Love it. Just dominating teams. We'll talk to him coming up very soon. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Stick around, Rams fans. We're going to have Avery Morrow on the program. Stud the last 3 weeks. 3 weeks in a row, 100-plus yards, and two big touchdowns for him as the Rams get their second win of the season against Hawaii. And maybe it's starting to take hold. We see this team start to put stuff together. 27.5-point dogs to the Boise State Broncos. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. Defensively, they've been pretty good. So we'll see if they can. I mean, again, the last three opponents haven't been like great. Nevada, Utah State, and Hawaii are probably two of the lower teams, three of the lower teams in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, I think you need to see a little more of the air raid offense this week if you want to cover that kind of spread.
Yeah.
I like the run raid. It's been working.
It's run raid.
Air raid needs to show up a little bit.
Yeah, got to have that going. I want to tell you guys about Lemons Heating and Cooling. Tell you what. Air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning. They got a 24-hour emergency service, too. LemonsHeatingAndCooling.com. Great website to go. Check out everything that you need to get going. Maybe you need heating repairs or you need a brand new system. They'll thoroughly assess your needs and offer a personalized, cost-effective solution. That's Lemons Heating and Cooling. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Tell you what. We're going to take a break now because we want to make some more time for my player of the week presented by Zvi Brewing, Avery Morrow, 28 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Three minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, and we're getting this guy on the show again, twice in 3 weeks, because he was my Zvi Brewing Player of the Week twice in 3 weeks. The first one to do it twice since we started the season, to get this prestigious award twice. Avery Morrow had 26 carries for 147 yards and two monster touchdowns for the Rams in their win over Hawaii over the weekend. Avery, my man, thanks so much for being on with us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, man.
Dude, are you getting tired of doing this show? You're going to be on here a lot, I have a feeling, if you keep churning out games like that, man.
Nah, man, I'm here anytime.
Dude, I'm just looking at your last few games. You've just been on a tear. And I asked you after the Nevada game, I said, hey, did you expect that kind of workload? Do you expect it going forward? And you kind of joked. You're like, we're four air raids, so probably not, but I'll be ready. Well, you had 24 carries in that game, 27 carries against Utah State, and 26 against Hawaii. I think it's safe to say it's more like four air raid is turning into a run situation for Colorado State.
Yeah, I think, with the freshman
quarterbacks we've been having to deal with. You know, I think we're just going to – I think we're comfortable with the run. And, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I just think that's the route we're taking right now.
Dude, you're running so hard, too. I mean, there's just no quit. You average 5.7 yards a carry there. Yeah, I'm just going to give it to you, too. I don't care about, you know, passing the ball or anything. I love the 26 carries. How you feeling, though? You've had a lot of carries in 3 weeks.
I'm a little sore.
You got to get those stretches, man. Get those stretches in.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'll ask you again. Do you expect the same kind of workload coming up against Boise State?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the same amount of carries this game for sure.
See, your response your response changed, because last time it was like, no way, I don't expect it. But now you're kind of like, yeah, man, I'm ready to go. Feed me the rock.
Yeah, I mean, with them being the number one defense in the conference, I think, we're going to try to pound the ball first and then, you know, take our shots.
Well, it was so fun to watch. Again, 168, then 116, then 147, three touchdowns in the last three games for you. And it's no coincidence we're seeing some wins next to those. I mean, just knowing you're such a huge part in this offensive line, clearing some space for you too, but you just refuse to go down, man.
This has always been the kind of back I am. You know, I don't like being, you know, thrown around by nobody. You know, I feel like running the ball, you got to have a mentality. And I don't like going down off the first contact. You know, it's going to take the whole defense to bring me down if possible, because I'm going to keep my legs moving.
Yeah, I just love that mentality, too. I was excited when we're hearing about four air raid and throwing the ball around, all that stuff. But personally, what you're doing is my favorite style of football. Give me a stud like you that refuses to go down. Arm tackles won't do the trick. One guy's not going to do the trick. Give me the ball. Let me go forward. And that's exactly what the Rams are doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do.
How much, does this team talk to you about that? Like, did they know you could do this kind of thing? I mean, because at the beginning of the season, you know, you had some 7-carry games, some 3-carry games, 8-carry games, and then obviously we know how things kind of unfolded with the depth chart, and then you just took an opportunity and literally ran with it. What's this been like with your teammates in the locker room? Are they just looking at you going, man, that guy, that is a dangerous dude right there?
I'm not too sure what the guys thought before the couple of games I've had, but I knew what I could do, deep down. And, when I got my opportunity, I just took it and I ran with it. And, you know, I think that was the biggest thing with me. I didn't want to get out the game. I wanted to stay in the game and I wanted to make a difference. And I think that's what separated me from all the other running backs. And that's just my goal, just to keep doing that and, you know, taking it week by week and, you know, keep running the ball.
We're talking to Avery Morrow. He was my player of the week, our first guy that's got this award twice since the football season started. And some great competition out there, a lot of great players. But, man, I just keep looking at these performances, and I'm absolutely blown away by your ability. Like you said, I refuse to go down on that first hit. Do you feel like it again? This isn't the four air raid we thought, much different. And I think we might start seeing little pieces of that as the season progresses. But Avery, do you kind of feel like, hey, this offense may be turning a corner a little bit? And obviously you're one of the reasons for that.
Yeah, I told you, we got a lot of young guys playing right now and they're still getting comfortable with the offense, and, you know, they got to build some confidence. And I feel like Coach Norvell has a lot of faith in me. And, I'm just going to keep doing what that man says. And, you know, I'm going to keep taking all my coaching points and keep doing what I'm doing.
Avery, I talked to Clay Millen on Monday. You know, we talked about some of the guys leaving the program, just where this offense is at this point. As you mentioned, a lot of young guys. Clay brought it up. He's like, yeah, with Avery, he has that fire. He has that fight. We're kind of rallying around him right now. How cool is that? I mean, do you stop and think about that? This team is really leaning on you and your leadership, both on and on the field, as you're trying to kind of turn this season around.
I'm just so blessed to be in the position I am. And, you know, I don't want it to stop at all. I've always loved putting the team on my back. And, this is everything I've ever wanted. You know, it's kind of happened fast. And like I said, I'm just blessed. And, you know, I'm just going to keep showing all the younger guys how it's done. When I leave this program, you know, I want to leave my mark. And, you know, I just want to show these guys how to play Ram football.
You're certainly leaving a mark. I mean, my goodness. 500 yards on the season so far, and I know you aren't anywhere close to being done. Going up against this Boise State team, they've had an interesting season. You know, they lose to UTEP. Their starting quarterback leaves. You're wondering, okay, what's going to happen with the Broncos? Well, they turn around and win three games in a row against San Diego State, Fresno State, and at Air Force over the weekend. So, as you said, you know that defense is going to be tough for Boise State.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know they're going to come ready to play. We're at their home stadium. I know it's going to probably be a lot of fans. But Coach said, like, they're front runners. So, like, you know, when everything goes good for them, you know, they're going to be all happy. But, like, once they're in the battle, that's kind of what UTEP did. They ran the ball a lot on them. And when they got in that battle, they just kind of folded. And, you know, I think that's just what we're going to do. We're just going to punch them in the mouth. Over and over and over and over again and see if they're going to fold. I think that's just the mentality we're going in there with. Coach Norvell talks about our four quarters being like a boxing match. You know, you're going to take some and you're going to give some. You know, it's just who's going to go down first. And, you know, that's just the mentality we're going with this week.
How much of that UTEP film have you guys went back and watched, too? UTEP wins 27-10 in that game a few weeks ago. And like you said, they were able to run the ball. Collectively, they had almost 200 yards on the ground. And so is that something where you're running that tape back and you guys are really seeing what worked for UTEP against the Broncos?
Yeah. personally, I watched that game on my own. And it was a physical game. And they just couldn't tackle. I don't know. And they just kept punching him in the mouth. Had a lot of yards after contact. And I think if we can do exactly what UTEP did, play good on special teams too, I think we'll be okay.
Avery, it's so fun to watch you play football, man. I've enjoyed, even in the Utah State loss, I've really enjoyed watching you just put this team on your back. And, hey, dude, go out and grab another one of these. Grab three of these Player of the Week deals. I know that means a great deal to you. You're going to get a lot of cool things coming your way, man. But, hey, go grab another one of these against Boise State and pull off a little bit of an upset.
Yes, sir. I got you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. I know we're going to be talking to you soon because I'm going to predict you're going to win another one of these awards, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Avery. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, dude.
All right. Appreciate you. You have a good one.
Avery Morrow, big game. Last 3 weeks, he's had a big game. Can he do it again against Boise State? Now, Boise State did give up 200 yards rushing to UTEP. Here's the thing, though. They beat Air Force, a team that just runs. I think there were 9 passes thrown against Boise State, which means they ran the ball 50 times as a team. And Boise State held Air Force to 175 yards rushing. And that's a big thing. Normally, like, that's a decent gain. You know, if you say, oh, team had 175 yards rushing, decent. But for Air Force, it's not. Because when you run the ball 50 times, compared to throwing it 9 times, you're not exactly like thrilled that you just ran for 175 yards. So it could be, I don't know, if you get the Boise State defense, the Swiss cheese defense that they had against UTEP, Avery could do it again. But Boise State is coming on strong right now and 27.5 point favorites in this game. Whew. The odds makers are high on the Boise State Broncos. B-Rad, who is running with some momentum right now on our text line, he won the $50 gift certificate to Cables. He's back here. Clint should do the offense. Evero runs the defense. We have the guy, Clint Kubiak, to run clock management. That should free up Hackett to watch and learn the game of football. So keep Hackett and then just kind of piece together a head coach. You know, Hackett's more of an overseer. Evero's calling the defense. You want Clint coming in doing the offense, and then you got, what is it, Jerry Rosberg in the in-game decision? Then what would you say you do here, Nathaniel Hackett? Maybe you don't need a head coach. Maybe you just have Rosberg and a defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator.
It's an overrated position, really. What are you actually doing?
Well, now I don't know.
He's rewriting the book of head coaching.
Well, if he's got Rosberg helping him with in-game decisions, which to me is predominantly what you want your head coach to do, is to make the decisions whether to kick the field goal or not. And then you're saying another guy runs the offense, another guy runs the defense. Then what's Hackett doing?
I think he's more big picture stuff.
Oh,
and Jerry is a little small, little picture stuff.
Little picture, like right there, right in front of you.
Assistant to the head coach is still a worthy title.
Yes, I think so. Nathaniel's looking at big picture stuff.
That means drawing a picture in the locker room. He's working on a mural.
Do you think Hackett's feeling it? Like he's I know he's feeling it, but is he feeling it to the point where it's starting to be like a negative, not a negative, but it's outward. Like he's coming down on Russ. He's coming down on Melvin Gordon now. Or is he just Mr. Nice Guy that's like, Melvin felt bad about the game, and here you go, you're starting, buddy. Russ, you want to do workouts on the plane while we're all trying to sleep? That's okay, buddy. You do you. At some point, you just want to know if Hackett is sitting down with Russell Wilson going, dude, where's that guy? Where's that guy from Seattle that we got? Melvin, this is another downfall, you know, was the way he handled the Melvin Gordon situation. We talked about that. Now, it didn't turn out to be a colossal failure on Sunday with Gordon, necessarily. He wasn't good, but he wasn't, like, fumbling all over the place. But that right there kind of just shows you there's been a lot of those in-game stuff, out-of-game stuff that shows you that maybe Hackett's not the guy. That Melvin Gordon thing kind of showed me that he's not the guy.
I'll be interested to see how he is on game day, on the sidelines, throughout the game, what his emotions, his body language is like. You know, with these kind of rumors out there, we heard Russell today say he was talking to Jerry Jeudy and Bradley Chubb saying to just ignore it. So they hear it. They hear these rumors. They hear the speculation. You got to wonder if it's going to affect them come Sunday.
I don't know. I mean, on one hand, you can see, could this team rally somehow and go win a game that now they're not supposed to win? They're dogs in this game. Can you rally? Or do you see the writing on the wall, knowing that your head coach is going to be gone, knowing that maybe some of your key players that you've shared a locker room with the last few years are going to be gone? Do we get to the point now where we're starting to plan the vacation, knowing that you're halfway through the season and you just got to find a way to get through the rest of it? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Coming up on November 5th, Battleground Pro Wrestling presents November Pain. This is going to be at the Greeley Rec Center. Doors open at 5:30. Former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick will be taking on Gino Told You So Rivera in the main event. Wrestlers from New Mexico, California, Indiana, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Colorado will be wrestling. Seating's limited, so make sure you take advantage of presale tickets right now at BattlegroundProWrestling.com. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Battleground Pro Wrestling. What an awesome local event for you guys in your own backyard to go check out. And we're going to talk to Gino Told You So Rivera next week on the show. I have never interviewed a professional wrestler before, and I like wrestling. I don't watch as much as I used to, but this kind of thing I can get down with, man. Local, right in your own backyard, opportunity to see a lot of great wrestlers. Should be fun. I did go to years ago, dude, in Burlington, Colorado, I went to one of these events, not WWE or some of the ECW or whatever they were, WCW, but it was more like guys that were climbing up the ranks and going to be good. And I went, and it was so much fun. It was a blast. And they're signing autographs with everybody. They're having fun. It's just, you get that local feel to it. It was a blast. It was cool.
Yeah, wrestling's not something I ever really got into as a kid. I can see the appeal for it. Like, yes, you can understand that it's scripted and they're acting, but you see the broadcast of it and the fans are going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They love these guys.
Yes.
And the energy's always there. They get the crowd into it. The announcers are going crazy. It's a very entertainment-full event.
No doubt. It's a lot of fun, man. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Where did it all start with Nathaniel Hackett? And it just kept dominoing from there. We'll talk about that and how big this game is against Jacksonville coming up on Sunday, bright and early Sunday morning. We'll be right back.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Game beer of the week is Left Hand Brewing's Peanut Butter Milk Stout Nitro. You can pick that up at On the Rocks Liquor. And I love working with On the Rocks Liquor. They are all about the local brewery scene. You can pick up selections from Left Hand Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages. They're open 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. every single day. They got the drive-through. And then this Friday, check out their free tastings. Friday from 4 to 7, as the great folks from High Country Beverage will be on hand with great spirits. So try On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Where did it all go wrong for Nathaniel Hackett? I think it kind of started with this decision on 4th and 5, week one, to kick the long field goal.
From 64, McManus missed it. And the Seahawks are going to win this game.
That was the decision on 4th and 5. You were at the 46-yard, what was it, the 46th left hash, and you decided to kick the field goal, which would have been a 65-yard field goal, instead of letting Russell Wilson cook. That was the big thing we took away from that game. Then the following week, it was failing to get play calls in and delay of games and all of that, and it's just progressively gotten worse in different ways. Like, there were times when it was, okay, you aren't getting playing. Okay, you fixed it. Now they fixed it. But now they're looking at different issues that they constantly have to work through. And that's what's crazy about this deal, man. Is it just keeps getting worse and worse, and is it finally going to come to a head on Sunday? Well, I guess it would be Sunday night. If you lose this one, and it's bad offense yet again, maybe even if you win, and it's bad offense yet again, you could be seeing a change at the head coach. I hope it doesn't get to that point. I hope it doesn't get a lot worse. But, I haven't heard anything or seen anything right now to lead me to believe that this offense is going to get it fixed against the Jaguars on Sunday morning. 11:57 the time. The Lunch Rush is coming up next. Also, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. That thing might get worse before it gets better, too. And then a little bit of Denver Nuggets talk. They get set to take on the Lakers tonight. We'll talk about all that and more. It's The Hull Show. We'll be right back.